This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where one of the greatest traditions in America, a tradition that honestly has powered our country to glory in so many ways, the tradition of people coming to this country legally, becoming American citizens, naturalization. That decision, that process is being changed fairly dramatically in these final days of the Trump administration. Changed for the better or changed for the much worse? We will get to the citizenship exam and how it has changed to make it easier or to make it harder. What gains for America? We will be covering that. We'll also be taking a look at all eyes on Georgia. That is where the future politically of the United States is going to be determined. The president is going there in 2 days. On Saturday, the president will be in Georgia. What must he do? What must he avoid in order for the Republican candidates for U.S. Senate to win those crucial elections? Or do they even deserve to win? We'll be speaking with Michael Eric Dyson, a fiery Baptist minister, college professor, who has a new book that is addressed to black martyrs. And yes, he uses the term martyrs, who have died as the victims of racism. So what is his formula for overcoming what he believes to be the systemic racism that has existed in the United States from the very beginning? We'll talk to Michael Eric Dyson coming up on the Michael Medved Show. And we'll also cover the latest drive for intensified coronavirus restrictions. Will this work? Will this help us as we move forward toward the vaccine, with a real possibility that the first doses of vaccine could be authorized in the United States of America even before the new year, which is a remarkable thing and a very positive development. Sobering news. Adolf Hitler has just won an election. And you wouldn't expect that today. I mean, and I don't, he apparently seems ready to serve, but we will cover where and why. Coming up on the Michael Medved Show. First up, there is a great deal of conversation all across the country, and something I think particularly noteworthy, that a very prominent broadcaster for CNN, somebody who does not lean to the right, I think she tries to be fair, Breonna Keeler, has actually sort of gone off reservation, and on this issue of coronavirus restrictions, which are necessary to keep us healthy. I think most people believe that. Most Republicans believe that. But she is ripping, not Republican, she's ripping Democrats because of their hypocrisy regarding the observance of cautions and procedures to protect against coronavirus and to protect against COVID-19. This is clip three. This is Breonna Keeler on CNN. Listen.
A number of Democratic leaders apologizing or reversing course after multiple occurrences of do as I say, not as I do. They have been caught not following their own coronavirus guidelines. In San Francisco, Mayor London Breed facing backlash after it was revealed that she attended a birthday party last month at the French Laundry. Now, the restaurant has been quite the draw for Democratic officials defying the spirit, if not the letter, of the very regulations they're telling their constituents to follow. The day before Breed's dinner at the French Laundry, Governor Gavin Newsom also attended a party there. In Los Angeles County, Supervisor Sheila Kuehl voted to close outdoor dining last week and then dined at a restaurant before the order took effect. In San Jose, California, Mayor Sam Liccardo is also apologizing for ignoring state restrictions during Thanksgiving. And in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo last week told a local radio host that his Thanksgiving would include his 89-year-old mother. A pattern of leaders failing to lead by example, asking Americans to make sacrifices that they themselves are unwilling to make, and appearing sorry only when they're caught. Trust is built slowly, but it evaporates faster than reservations at a fancy restaurant. A lot of these leaders, they are looking across the aisle to blame Republicans who aren't taking mask wearing seriously. But maybe it's time they also look in the mirror and ask themselves if that amuse-bouche was really worth it.
Look, good for her. And you'll notice, I believe everyone she cited was in California, which could California be the world center for hypocrisy on this issue? Now, I don't know if they have spotted Mayor Garcetti of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti. Do you remember that he was, once upon a time, he was considering a presidential run, right, from mayor of Los Angeles to president of the United States? Right now, he has this to say to the citizens of his city, which is, by the way, now in the largest county by population in the United States. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, clip one.
The choices between us are stark, between health and sickness, between care and apathy, and yes, between life and death for too many of the people that we love. My message couldn't be simpler. It's time to hunker down. It's time to cancel everything, and if it isn't essential, don't do it. Don't meet up with others outside your household. Don't host a gathering. Don't attend a gathering. And following our targeted safer at home order, if you're able to stay home, stay home.
Okay, Mayor Garcetti in Los Angeles. Are people going to be able to follow those prescriptions? Would he also include those prescriptions for people who might be demonstrating for one thing or another? Would he follow those descriptions for people who wander out in public to, I don't know, panhandle? The consistency here in applying these standards has to be there. It has to be present. But the idea that everybody who's within range of my voice ought to be concerned and ought to reconsider some plans, we have. We were expecting a member of my family, my brother, was going to be coming up to visit toward the end of December. That's canceled and postponed. I shouldn't say canceled, because God willing, we will have vaccinations soon and it will be better. But it is not a hoax. It is not a fraud. It is not a plot. But there truly does need to be more consistency in the way that things are applied. The Supreme Court has just mandated that in the excellent decision that they reached on a 5-4 basis, that you can't say, okay, you can go ahead and have parties or gather with more than 10 people in New York for non-religious occasions, but for religious services, you have to limit it to 10 people at most. Here is a word from the mayor of Austin, Texas. This is he recorded during his vacation in Mexico. Listen, clip two.
The thrust of the most important messages trying to get out to the community right now is that our numbers are increasing, and everybody has to be aware of that. And then we need to, you know, stay home if you can. Do everything you can to try to keep the numbers down. This is not the time to relax.
Okay, but he's relaxing when he records that in Mexico. I don't know, frankly. I didn't even check on it, what the situation is with the spread of coronavirus in Mexico. But I do think that what Breonna Keeler is saying here is something that everybody in media and certainly everybody in government and politics ought to take seriously, which is to lead by example. not simply to lead by preaching or by regulating. Somebody who does preach, I think also believes in some regulation, is Dr. Michael Eric Dyson. He's a Baptist pastor, a Georgetown professor, and a best-selling author talking about A Time for Reckoning on Race. Coming up. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, I'm pleased to welcome back to the show Dr. Michael Eric Dyson, who is a Georgetown University professor of sociology. He is a New York Times contributing opinion writer. He's a contributing editor of the New Republic. He is also a Baptist pastor and a friend of this show. And Michael, it's good to speak to you again.
Brother Medved, great to be on with you always. I got news, man. I've moved to Vanderbilt University recently. So I'm in the Divinity School there and in the School of Arts and Science, and I couldn't be happier.
Oh, I didn't realize. Well, congratulations on Tennessee. And I hear Vanderbilt University made history recently on the football field.
That's right, with Miss Fuller starting in... In a football game. So we're
punting. And she kicked the ball 30 yards.
No doubt. No doubt, brother. You got to start somewhere. So she did her thing, you know.
Absolutely. But the Commodores lost 41-0, I noted. But in any event,
yeah.
It's great to talk to you. You have a brand new book, and the book goes longer than 30 yards. It's a book called Long Time Coming, Reckoning with Race in America. And you describe it as a love letter, your personal love letter, to martyrs of the struggle. And the martyrs of the struggle include Breonna Taylor, they include Emmett Till, they include Elijah McClain. And I wanted to ask you about this right away, because a section on Elijah McClain, who was killed at the age of 23, and really a totally senseless police killing, and this was not somebody with any kind of criminal background at all. He was a gentle soul, sort of a nonconformist. Why do you think that most Americans, people who know the name George Floyd instantly, who know all about Breonna Taylor, why have all about Michael Brown, why have we heard nothing about Elijah McClain?
That's a great question. And I wondered the same thing myself, which is why I wanted to begin my book with my open letter to Mr. McClain. I think in part because of his, quote, normalcy, in the sense that he's walking home, he's got a mask on, a ski mask. This is before COVID, but he has anemia, so he was extremely, he got cold extremely easily. And somebody called the cops and said, I don't think there's anything wrong with this kid, but just in case. And they go there, and it's a horrendous, tragic interaction where the cops escalate immediately. He's basically begging for his life. And here's a soul who, as you said, played violin for birds. He was, one of his coworkers said he had a gold orb when he walked. And I think that maybe it wasn't sexy enough. Maybe it happened during a time when we had not yet begun to reckon. So he was in that twilight period before George Floyd, before Breonna Taylor, before, you know, Ahmaud Arbery. And as a result of that, he got lost in the mix. And it's tragic because, as you indicated, a purer soul couldn't be found, a sweeter young man, not possible. And yet his life was snuffed out in such a tragic fashion.
Do you feel, and your book is called A Long Time Coming, and it's right. An attempt to look at where we are and where we need to go. Do you believe that 2020 has been a year of progress in racial justice and understanding?
Yeah, I think, look, it's been a you know, it's the best of times, it's the worst of times, right? So it's been horrible with, you know, the Ahmaud Arbery and George Floyd cases. Mr. Arbery was running in Georgia out for a walk and then a run and was hunted down like an animal by two would-be vigilantes. And then, of course, we know about Mr. Floyd. So I think that those were tragedies in the Breonna Taylor case. But on the other hand, I think that many white Americans, having seen the horror of what George Floyd represented, after all, you know, there couldn't be any claims. Look, he was running and we had to tackle him and hold him down. He was trying to get free. He was trying to work his way away from us. Nothing, right? Many people who are objective looked at that and said, this is horrible. And plus, we've seen this film before. Eric Garner in Staten Island in New York certainly had similarly been taken down by the police, but he was on the street before, you know, selling Lucy cigarettes, even though that morning they accosted him, he hadn't been. But the difference here is that Mr. Floyd was already on the ground. He was presenting no problem to anybody. And I think many white people said, you know, black folk have told us for a while that these things happen. We're skeptical. We believe you've got to do something to evoke that kind of response from the police. But I think many white people saw fair and square, this guy is begging for his mother. He's not hurting a soul, and they still killed him. And as a result of that, you know, masses of white brothers and sisters, others as well, but I want to focus on them because of their activity. They're being, quote, awakened and pushed into those streets to protest or to talk about systemic racism.
Let me mention something that I've noticed, and it's very dramatic, is being a major consumer of media. It's my job. Featuring of black people, black models, black writers, black artists, black politicians. There has been a great deal more media attention in 2020 than any year previously. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think in part in response to a concerted and serious effort by white brothers and sisters in positions of authority, power, and with the green light to say, one of the ways we fight back is not simply hitting the streets and protesting, that's important, and talking about Black Lives Matter. Let's show it. Let's do it in terms of what Roland Barthes called the Republic of the Image. Let's look at the representational authority that you talked about, the ads, the actors, the actresses, or the focus on, you know, black suffering, black trauma, black aspiration, black excellence. The ball players who were playing, the basketball players, you know, use their platforms to really make clear the stakes for black people in this country. And when you put all that stuff together, I think there was an extraordinary uptick in their appreciation for and the presentation of black culture.
Well, I don't think there's any question. You look at the bestseller list, and for a while, half of the nonfiction bestsellers, and I'm sure your new book, which is called Long Time Coming, it's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. For a while, books by Ibram Kendi and Robin DiAngelo and others trying to grapple with this history of racism have been phenomenal bestsellers, which is also a new development. One of the things I want to get into, Michael, and I know we have a few more minutes, is your book talks about martyrs of the struggle. Is there a difference between a martyr and a victim? And is that difference important to emphasize? We will get to that and more with Dr. Michael Eric Dyson, who is the author of Long Time Coming, Reckoning with Race in America. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thinks Congress should move quickly to pass a new coronavirus stimulus package that covers everything that Democrats and Republicans agree on.
Bank that progress, make law, take a whole lot of pressure off struggling people, and then keep debating the areas where we don't agree.
The Kentucky Republican opening the Senate on Thursday again accusing Democrats of holding things up by asking for too much. Regarding a new stimulus plan, President Trump thinks a deal is within reach.
I want it to happen, and I believe that they're getting very close to a deal.
The president asked if he'd support a new coronavirus stimulus package that's being negotiated.
I will.
President Trump awarding legendary football coach Lou Holtz with the Medal of Freedom at the White House today. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Dr. Michael Eric Dyson is a professor at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. He is also a New York Times contributing opinion writer, and he is a Baptist pastor and is the author, most recently, of the new bestseller, just released 2 days ago, but it's already an Amazon bestseller. It is called Long Time Coming. The subtitle is Reckoning with Race in America. Let me ask you two questions that honestly puzzle me. And I it's one of those things where I have not heard you on this before, Michael, but in this last election, there are a lot of things that happened. But one of the more surprising elements of the last election is there was a sharp uptick, improvement in black support for President Trump, particularly by black men. Why do you think that happened?
Well, look, there was about a 5% uptick from last time. So from about 13% to about 18%, 4% uptick for black women, interestingly enough. I think, look, there's an first of all, black people tend to be morally conservative, right? They got a Ten Commandments religion, even if they have politically progressive viewpoints. So if there weren't so many trouble spots within Republican ideology, or more especially practice, the actual on-the-ground stuff that happens, a lot more black people with their conservative viewpoints and values would be Republicans. That's just the truth. Number two.
Good for you.
I think that...
I'm very glad to hear you say it and explain it that way. Continue.
Yeah. Number two, I think that, you know, the kind of bravura, the bravado, the machismo is appealing to a certain segment of men who find that style to be especially delicious. So Donald Trump has that kind of crude swagger that some of these men might admire. And then thirdly, some of it could be outright sexism at a certain level, where they were turned off by not simply the political, ethics of the choice of Kamala Harris, but the fact that she was a woman, and that might have rubbed them the wrong way. So there are a lot of ways to explain why it is that Donald Trump got an uptick. And plus, a lot of those men of the age of college where Donald Trump has tried to reach out and nurture a constituency with his support of HBCUs, and black men of that age who believe that President Trump would be good for them. So all that stuff has to be thrown into the hopper.
Well, okay. Having said that, don't you think it's a good thing if, because I feel the same way about my own Jewish community, that one of the things that is terrible is when you're taken for granted, when you're assumed to be an automatic vote. That the idea that right now, I think that one of the things that Democrats are learning is you can't take Jewish people for granted. They're not going to vote for you automatically. And I think it's a very good thing for Democrats to understand you simply can't take black people for granted. There's nothing in skin shade or historic racial experience that is going to make you automatically a Democrat. That's a positive, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. And look at the result of that. There was an enormous bit of gratitude for this historic election, the historic numbers of people that turned out, the 70-some-odd million, 72, 73, 74, who voted for Donald Trump, upwards of 80 million who voted for Joe Biden. But when Joe Biden says, as he accepts finally, the fact that, you know, he has been named president of the elected of the United States of America, he says to black people, look, you had my back and now I've got yours. This is the way politics works. Whether, you know, it was an explicit articulation, it's not usually that naked and bald, but you help somebody get in, they take care of you when they get in. This is the kind of reciprocity and at least mutuality when it comes to politics in America. The ethnic-based politics that have been practiced in this country for so long rested just on that premise. So I think, yes, you can't take us for granted. And there was an enormous gratitude that was expressed that showed, boy, without you, I wouldn't have made it over this finish line. And I appreciate deeply what you did. And when it comes time to really think about policy and distribution of resources that will advantage these hurt communities, I'm not going to forget you. I think it is a good thing.
Okay, let me ask you about the theme, one of the themes in your book, Long Time Coming. Again, the book is posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. It's your love letter to martyrs of the struggle. Martyr is defined commonly as a martyr is someone who suffers persecution and death for advocating, renouncing, refusing to renounce or refusing to advocate a religious belief or cause as demanded by an external party. Is there a difference between a martyr and a victim? And aren't some of the people you are writing here to more victims than conscious martyrs to a cause?
Well, if we make it hinge on intention, then of course they're victims. Maybe with the exception of Clemente Pinckney, who was a minister.
Pinckney, yeah. At Charleston, yeah.
Right. But if we look at a kind of grassroots ethnography of martyrdom, right, not just the kind of ideal philosophical argument about the intention of the agent who surrenders his or her life, but the uses to which that memory is put. If we have a more expansive conception of martyrdom at that level, these people could be forced in. You know, you can either volunteer for the draft or you can be, you know, conscripted into the draft, right? Volunteer to go into the army or be drafted. So some people volunteer. Those are the Martin Luther King Juniors who understand that they will risk their lives in deference to a higher noble ideal. But there are others who are drafted in. You know, Emmett Till was not drafted. He did not. He's 14 years old. He had no idea about what his life would mean. And yet he is truly a martyr in the sense that the holy, sacred character of his memory evokes such regard
for the causes for which he died. Not that he consciously died for them. He died for them whether he was conscious of it or not. He was a black boy in the wrong place in the South, and as a result of his death imposed from outside, a white supremacist culture then allowed him to be elevated within the context of African-American society as a marker.
Yeah, and more than 60 years ago, weren't you struck by the fact, it was something that made me heartsick, frankly, that recently they had a historic marker for where Emmett Till was murdered and brutalized horribly by Ku Klux Klan-affiliated people, that it recently was punctured by gunshots? That there were some, and what does that say about the fact that we still have some distance to travel?
No doubt about it, my friend. We do, and we have to overcome. We have to keep elevating our consciousness, elevating our conversation, and trying to love each other past the madness in which we find ourselves ensnared.
Have you ever engaged in colloquy with people like David Duke, people who are clearly on the other side, open racists?
I have. I remember back in the day, and you remember, you know, on CNN, when I used to debate some of these white supremacists. Oh, yes, I have been, in conversation with many of them on many an occasion. Both those who thought themselves intelligentsia and those who were kind of grassroots organizers trying to argue against the humanity of black people. So I certainly have been in conversation with them.
And how does that go usually?
Well, you know, if it could be condescending on some of them, you know, when they discover that I'm not given any tea for the fever, that I have an articulate viewpoint, that I am capable of expressing it, might be some anger, some resentment. In some instances, have gone relatively smoothly because people saw that, you know, they can be kind and deferential on stage and yet hate the guts of black people off of it. So it was always an interesting interaction with folks like that.
Always an interesting interaction with Dr. Michael Eric Dyson. Check out his new book. It's moving. It's deeply emotional. It's a love letter to martyrs. It is called Long Time Coming, Reckoning with Race in America. Godspeed to you, Michael. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com. Because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
To goodness, there was no intention at all when Irving Berlin wrote this song or when Bing Crosby sang it, when it became a cherished part of the holiday season for virtually all Americans. No, there was no intention to treat White Christmas as if it had some racial overtones. Though, of course, those complaints exist, along with the attempt we talked about yesterday at Manchester University to strike the term black as any form of pejorative adjective. No more blackmail, no more black market, no more Black Friday. We've gotten through that, haven't we? And I guess that's not pejorative, because that Black Friday is meant to be in the black. Okay, on racial issues... sometimes racial issues, of course, they're enormously important. And if there is one area in which I think there can be hopes for real progress in the years ahead, it should be with the idea of racial reconciliation, less of a sense that the issues of inequality, when inequality still exists, are being ignored. But this is so meaningful and so foolish. I was almost thinking about giving it a Golden Turkey Award, but it's kind of too serious. Two very liberal members of Congress have just introduced a resolution to change the Constitution. So it's a serious matter. The two libs are Senator Jeff Merkley, a very, very extreme Democrat of Oregon, who had a very easy race for re-election this time because he was running against an open QAnon supporter who won the Republican nomination. But Senator Merkley has teamed with Representative William Lacey Clay of Missouri to propose a joint resolution that would change the 13th Amendment to the Constitution. Now, if you have ever saw the movie Lincoln, which, by the way, is still a wonderful movie. It is by far the best movie portrayal of Abraham Lincoln ever. And yes, Daniel Day-Lewis deserved his Oscar, and it's a great, great film to see. But what that movie's all about is how Lincoln had to fight and fight and fight to get the 13th Amendment passed in the last days of the Civil War. The 13th Amendment is the amendment that eliminated slavery. And what the 13th Amendment says, the wording of the 13th Amendment says that neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. And they wanted to basically change that with a new amendment to the Constitution that would say neither slavery nor involuntary servitude may be imposed as a punishment for a crime. Okay, the implication, of course, is that there today, slavery and involuntary servitude are imposed for the punishment of a crime. Now, of course, they couch the argument for this change in the Constitution, which, by the way, is a tremendous waste of time when we have very, very real issues to address, like an exploding federal deficit, like getting some kind, before we deal with the deficit, of coronavirus relief, like keeping the government open past December 11th, like funding our military, like basic congressional stuff. And you need two-thirds in the House and two-thirds in the Senate and then three-quarters of the state legislatures to get an amendment like this across. And what Senator Merkley says is, he says that America was founded on beautiful principles of equality and justice and horrific realities of slavery and white supremacy. Okay. And if we're ever going to fully deliver on the principles, we have to directly confront the realities. The exception to the 13th Amendment's ban on slavery corrupted criminal justice into a tool of racist control of black Americans and other people of color. And we see that legacy every day in police encounters, courtrooms, and prisons throughout our country. Slavery is incompatible with justice. No slavery, no exceptions. Okay, what he is implying was true 100 years ago. And it was true in most of the country. There were prison systems that actually put people to work. The chain gang, which you heard about. And there were people making money on this involuntary servitude for people who had been convicted of crimes. But the idea that today that the prison population is generating money for anybody is just not real. And again, where you do perceive it as being real, go after it. But the idea of amending the Constitution, what that would create, it would be a situation where people would launch lawsuits based upon the new constitutional amendment saying that any kind of requirement for prisoners or people at some so-called work farm or people in a juvenile facility, that any expectation they clean up after themselves could be called involuntary servitude. And no, sorry, you can't do it. I mean, is this real? Our abolition amendment, says the senator, seeks to finish the job that President Lincoln started by ending the punishment clause in the 13th Amendment to eliminate the dehumanizing and discriminatory forced labor of prisoners for profit that has been used to drive the over-incarceration of African Americans since the end of the Civil War. Since the end of the Civil War, they're right. This was a tool in the South during and immediately following, in particular, Reconstruction. But the idea that it is required now, anyone who has visited prisons and who believes that they have been established as a center of economic activity is, I think, deeply deluded. And this entire idea, it says the proposal comes after a summer of national protests over systemic racism and police brutality following the shootings of unarmed black Americans by law enforcement. The legislation garnered the support of an array of activist groups. Well, of course it did. I think what's going to happen is they're probably going to scale this down to some kind of federal legislation that might be more enforceable and would actually make a difference, it seems to me, in terms of changing prison practices without this entire charade of amending the Constitution. We also still have the attempt by, and this is something that President-elect Biden has unfortunately pledged to support, is the Equal Rights Amendment to the Constitution, which is also, it's not that it's obnoxious, it's just so wildly unnecessary and such a distraction from stuff that we need to do now. One of the things we need to do now is deal with the coronavirus, as we were talking about earlier this hour. And Ron DeSantis, the Republican governor of Florida, had this to say about what is going on in terms of restrictions. And also, it also implies something about what's going to go on as to who gets the vaccines first when they come out a few weeks from now. Clip four, listen.
All businesses are open. We've had things like theme parks, beaches open for months and months. We have schools open, all K through 12 school districts, private schools, charter schools. We have sporting events. And I think that for me, I think as you alluded to, a lot of these lockdowns have been very ineffective. They have huge negative consequences. And my view is that everybody's essential. Who is government to say that your job is not essential? I think it is essential. I think some of the stuff in March and April didn't work. I think you have to let people earn a living. And it's really not even government's role to say who could pick and choose. So we want everyone to have gainful employment. We want businesses to be able to operate. And I think that that's a better approach.
Okay, and let us hope that Florida continues to, well, I wasn't going to say continue to flourish, because Florida, like every place else, has this huge upsurge in cases, which do have to be taken seriously. But, of course, it is a better approach, the extent to which you can get willful public compliance rather than trying to enforce things from the top down. That's always the more conservative, more American way to do things in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
When you invest, what do you need? Investors need foresight and prediction so they can invest with confidence. Is the stock market going up and down? What about precious metals or Bitcoin? The stock market may be treading water right now, but now may be a more opportune time to invest in precious metals. Are gold and silver booming? What do you buy? Bullion? Mining stocks? Which ones? The cryptocurrency market is also advancing strongly, but which ones do you buy? John Truman Wolf, former banker and number one best-selling author, gives you the answers in his widely read newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence, available at strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Wolf called the breakout of the gold market and the breakout of the silver market. He may not have a crystal ball, but his investment picks tell a story. Metals and digital currencies are on the move. Don't miss out. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get the Strategic Financial Intelligence newsletter today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.